We have a lot of folks on the phones, and we want to get to all of y'all. But first, when we left off, we were talking about Sweet.
Yeah.
And Sweet kind of opened up a can of worms. What was it, 15 years ago, your last high-profile feud with another rapper, with Ice Cube, you know? And yeah. Then boom, this thing with Drake.
Yeah.
How did it get started, and what is it all about?
Well, the song Sweet was, for me, it was a song where I was really talking about, man, hip-hop, a lot of the softer side of hip-hop is just being the example of what people think hip-hop is. Like, and not that, you know, to me, it's like, you can express yourself in many different ways, but man, I just was missing that hardcore hip-hop, that raw hip-hop sound. And I just talked about it, and I was just saying, man, the song Sweet was really about casters out there doing sweet music. And I think, you know, dude must have took offense to it. So then he came out and said some things.
Right.
And then once he said something, you know, he said something on record, and then I just said something back on record.
Was it on record, or was it that concert joint? Like,
oh yeah, I mean, yeah, that was the first thing that he responded and said something. And then I was like, well, I wasn't really trying to address you specifically, but if you feel like you are that person and you addressing this to me, then I have to address, you know, you back and say, but my whole mentality was like, man, I'm doing this for hip hop music. Right. It ain't about like trying to like bring somebody down. And at the end of the day, I just expressed what I felt about hip hop, and I'm gonna keep it on that level, you know, just as an MC. That's how I battle. I ain't trying to do no battles in no other way besides just MCing.
Right, and you know how far the battles could go, because Farrakhan had to
come in and get involved
in the last one you was in. Woo. So you take it there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we know that things can get like that, but that's not what we want for the culture, for ourselves as men, you know, like, mm-hmm. and I think, you know, we learned enough from those days to just be able to be like, man, okay, you know, if you go challenge me as an artist, as an MC, then I'm gonna let you know who I am.
Right. But once it gets out to the people, though, it starts to get transformed.
Right.
And people start to think like, okay, there's other elements that are involved in it. So, of course, they see pictures of Drake being out with Serena. Yeah. Everybody knows that you used to be with her. Uh-huh. What happens when that aspect of it gets mixed in with your view of where you were going with it musically?
Yeah, well, you just got to know what you in it for. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like, hey, I got in this because it's hip-hop, man. I'm like, I was speaking up on the song Sweet about, man, it's a lot of just over and over, just that's all we hearing is just a lot of singing. Mm-hmm. And I listen to R&B, I listen to, you know, good R&B, just soul music, but, you know, so I'm not opposed to singing, let me be frank about that. But but I just spoke up for the art of hip-hop and what I feel about it, and I want everybody to feel, you know that hip-hop is a diverse culture and does have that boom bap to it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you know, and it all just, you know, once he was said something back, that's when I said, all right, well, I guess you want to get in a battle with me, and if that's what you want, then I'll battle.